So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Reboot today is what we're looking for. Big news day. The D.C. Crackdown. But first, one other thing, too. I just want to throw it out there before we go to Linda. The Inquirer starting already. They find somebody in Georgia, they say, is a professional, and the trouble she had, because Georgia, prior to what's in the Big Beautiful Bill, had a Medicaid system set up where you had to prove you were either meeting a work requirement or volunteering requirement. And they go on a tirade about the red tape involved, impossible to prove that, etc. All is a prelim to attacking what Americans want. They don't mind covering people that need coverage, but we're not going to have people doing nothing and getting free medical care. That's the whole point of the Big Beautiful Bill. It's an 80-20 issue again. They're trying to prove now it will be impossible to comply with this. It started already. All right. It's a great day to have Linda in Graceland. I'll ask her first about this report. She dismissed it that Delaware Valley Journal had. She wrote a piece that gave a C- to Pennsylvania when it comes to election integrity. But she is in Graceland, and the president today wanted to get her take as an entertainment aficionado, named a number of acts that I don't get it, that these are returning big time to the Kennedy Center. I don't know about that. I'll be honest. Am I supposed to say, I love them as a guest, but is KISS returning something big time to the Kennedy Center? What would that be? Now,
big hair.
Yeah. Now, if we had a hologram of Elvis, that would be good. Let's go to Linda Kearns at Graceland or in Graceland. Hey, Linda, where are you today?
Dom, is this a first for the Dom Giordano Show? I am at the Graceland Complex.
Oh,
I am on
yes.
the campus.
The
this
campus.
Is a first that you have a guest calling in from Graceland, I bet.
It is. And it's called the campus, huh?
Oh, right. Yeah. So they bought a lot of the land around the original mansion. So okay. I'm on the side where they have the shops and the restaurants and the museums, and they have a theater where I just saw some authors speak. And then a little bit later, I have my ticket and you take a shuttle across the street to tour the mansion. Calling in fresh and live from Graceland.
How many times have you been to Graceland?
I told Henry, and hi, Henry, a little early. I'm afraid your listeners And Dan, you're all going to think I'm a little nuts. I think this is like my 11th time, but you know, coming here, and the mansion is frozen in time from the 1970s, and it looks like a 70s house. And you know, I was a child back then, and it's almost like revisiting my past. Although obviously I didn't grow up in a place anywhere near as opulent as Graceland, but I just found it really interesting here, and I have to be in Nashville tomorrow for the Republican National Lawyers Association meeting, so I thought I would stop here first.
I
so that's
question.
what brought me to
Tennessee.
Yeah,
I think this is the reason you're there, and the other is just some Republican thing you added onto the agenda. God knows. Go ahead, Dan.
How does it smell?
Yeah.
It smells like Tennessee. It's 90 degrees here. I will tell you, I'm the only one without an Elvis shirt on. And Dan asked me to take pictures, but I'm not going to make fun of everybody. I mean, these are my people. I'm not going to make fun of everybody.
You without the crew there, without the impersonators, I think the smell, I just look at Elvis and I think the guy smells, you know?
These are fans.
Yeah.
I think Elvis himself smelled.
Graceland must be the number one. I mean, I'm sure there's Frank Sinatra's in, well, I don't know about Palms, maybe Hoboken where he was born or something. I've been to Babe Ruth's house in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Not
nearly as many people tour those places as tour Graceland. And Dan, you just talked yourself out of a treat from the gift shop. So Henry's getting a treat. You are not.
Now, Linda, we do have two bottles of Elvis wine collected at home, and Ro is guarding those because her aunt, over Christmas or Thanksgiving, I'm not sure which, was going to splurge with those. She is a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, there you go. See? Yeah. See, I come in handy. And there was actually a Philly connection this morning because a woman named Carol Connor, she wrote the lyrics to Gonna Fly Now, which is the theme from Rocky, and it was nominated for an Oscar. Elvis was actually her first boyfriend, so she wrote a book about, she called it, I think, Elvis, Rocky, and Me, and she spoke this morning. So there was a little bit of a Philly connection because she talked about Rocky and the steps and the song and then, you know, obviously meeting Elvis. So there you go.
Absolutely. Now,
Bruce Jenner too.
Since you have such, you know, insight on Elvis, what do you think of these? If Elvis were coming to the Kennedy Center, that's one thing. But we have Kiss, George Strait,
Gloria Gaynor,
and
some guy from Broadway.
Michael Crawford. I thought he was a comedian first, and Stallone, of course. That's going to be the Kennedy Center.
Tom, I'm an election lawyer. I get them elected. What they do afterwards, I cannot be held responsible for. That's not something that I concentrated on when I was trying to get him elected. So I think he's going to do what he's going to do.
We might do that tomorrow, Dan. You only get three, though. If you were going to really, bring the Kennedy Center alive, who are the people that you would bring there, live or dead? Well, Elvis definitely would be one of them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Elvis with Richard Nixon is one of the funniest things in American history. He just shows up at the White House. Nixon brings him in and gives him a badge as a narcotics agent. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's true. I have a mug, of course, with that picture on it. Dan, you're not only talking yourself out of a tree.
There you go.
I think I may never speak to you again.
Yeah. So
come on, let's talk about the good Elvis
stuff. I'm already digging the whole Brett over on YouTube says I'm sure it smells like peanut butter and body odor over there.
Oh God.
We're an hour behind here, so it's lunchtime here. It's a little afternoon, and I was just about to go to the diner to get a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Oh,
it was the Elvis special. They serve it here in the diner.
That's why it's peanut butter.
Yeah, that's Maha. That sounds like Make America Healthy Again with that. So
exactly.
Linda, so you're there for these meetings with Republicans, and I saw before you left, you did talk, and every time you're on, people want an update from you. I mean, seriously, when it comes to election integrity, you have captured every time you're on. You said this group that rated Pennsylvania only a C-minus should not be looked at. Where is Pennsylvania currently? If we had an election, say, next week, how confident would you be?
I'm dumb. I would be not confident at all. I mean, I did my own little survey. I called 10 people that I know voted in 24, and I asked them if they voted in the primary, and all of them said, what primary? We didn't even know there was an election this year. In 24, we really ran after, we captured every vote we could. We did it by having our Zoom meetings. We did it by media appearances. We did it by in-person events. We were constantly talking about that election, and unfortunately in Pennsylvania, that's what's needed to get Republicans to the polls, and I'm really worried without that intenseness that we're not going to have that. And we have an important election this year on judges. We have a very important election next year, and I think it's going to kind of set the stage for 28. So no, I'm always worried.
All right. Well, Linda, enjoy it. I mean, it is a lot of fun. You bring such an element with this. We'll miss you.
I'm sincerely jealous here. Yeah. I would love to see Graceland myself.
I'd love to do a remote from there, Greg Stocker.
Let's do it.
We'll miss you at Mulligan's, but we look like the 29th might be the next one after that. So we got to work something up right before Labor Day.
Oh, absolutely. If I'm available, I'm there. You know that, Dom. And as far as, did you figure out a new question other than gravy and sauce?
No, we have not.
I was thinking, like, what movie really depicts Italians well, or TV show? I mean, is it The Sopranos? Is that what Italians are really like?
Here we go.
Is it The God?
You know what? We should ask it as a writing. Yeah, which one depicts Italians well? No, I don't think The Sopranos. I mean, it's just a mobbed up thing. We're not the mob. Come on now. That's all
I see. See, you guys tease me about Elvis. I can tease you about tease you about your Italian heritage. By the way, I got myself a new necklace, and it says "Count ballots in public," and I wear it very proudly. And I think I'm the only one here at Graceland with a necklace like this. Everyone else is wearing Elvis necklaces.
Very nice, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for checking in from Graceland.
Thank you for having me, the very first Dom guest live from Graceland.
Thank you.
Thank
Linda.
You very much.
Thank you. Yeah, what film or show depicts Italians the best? It's not bad. I have to run it by Roe and Dan and Henry here and see. Yeah, we don't have a question for this Friday. We got a lot of great people coming by that you're going to be able to meet, including Paula Scanlon, the Wake Up New Jersey guy. That I'm really intrigued by this guy to be there at Mulligan's, noon until 3, Hildreth Avenue, Wildwood. And the oyster stuff should happen around 12:30 or so. Oh, boy. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that reboot that you think just has to be done. That's what we're looking for. The people at the Kennedy. Oh, I know what I wanted to get to. And look, I'm not a fan of Mayor. There's actually a guy, Mayor. Mayor David Mayer. His last name is Mayer. His first name is Mayer. No, he's the mayor of Gloucester Township.
Mayer.
Now, I knew him before this. He first made national news when he tried to shut down Halloween. They were going to blow things off on fire trucks and whistles and all that. I think it's 6 o'clock, maybe even earlier, telling you get off the streets. You can't trick or treat on Halloween. 6 o'clock, it may have been even earlier, made international news. Well, he's back. I guess it was last year. They had this big public event. Now, the reason I think this happens increasingly is Murphy and his former attorney general. You had 500 of the youths of South Jersey rioting, and the police couldn't control it, so they've canceled all kinds of events. Well, now they're making national news because they've come up with 28 offenses ranging from felonies to minor infractions that could make parents, legal guardians, and caretakers of children under the age of 18 legally liable. The parents are liable if committed by a juvenile. If the child is found guilty of any of the offenses multiple times in juvenile court, their parent or guardian could face up to 90 days in prison or be fined up to $2,000. And guess who's against this?
Why is there a pushback?
Well, I'm going to get into it. It says repeat. In other words, they're not just saying the first time around. They're trying to stop repeat offenders. Now, I despise Mayor and the nonsense he's done over the years. He's been one of my foils. But Murphy and the previous attorney general, we've had on police chiefs, they've talked about the power of cops has been taken away. Remember when marijuana was recreational? They said, oh, these racist cops now can't come across adults of color. They're going to go after kids then, underage. These kids laugh at them now. How many times at the shore have we talked about this? Ocean City finally seems to have done something to stop it. So what are you supposed to do when you have 500 kids routinely showing up, wrecking everything? They had a great event there, rioting, essentially, harassing the police, doing all kinds of things. Well, my solution is always get more cops, break some heads until they stop it. That's what you should be doing. So Dan and Henry, what's the name of the group? Why am I blanking? Tiffany Justice.
Moms for Liberty.
Yeah, Moms for Liberty. Yeah. Tiffany Justice. One of their chapter members went all out in Jersey. It's in the New York Post against this.
Oh, what?
Saying, how dare you? You are draconian here. How can you go after the parents?
Overreach of government.
Overreach of government. Okay. See, I think they got a fake conservative type, with all due respect, and we love them, Tiffany Justice, we have them on, but their chapter person, Dan, said that. And again, what are authorities supposed to do? Notice it says repeatable. It's not the kid does one thing, he spits on a sidewalk, whatever, and the parent then is dragged in and goes to prison. It's going to take a lot to do this. I'm in favor of it overall. With that background, I'm not liking the mayor, et cetera. I understand what they're up against here. Their power has been taken away to a degree. Henry, what do you think? Are you libertarian on this and say you can't go after the parents?
I don't think you should. Just for the fact, like, I think it exacerbates the issue. Like,
what?
if these kids are really that rowdy and they're getting in this much trouble, how is sending the parents to prison going to help them if now nobody is watching them?
Well, it's going to make it that the parents, the argument is, are going to do something. So you think the parents can't do anything?
I mean, maybe this is just a big deterrent and no one ever actually goes to jail, but like, it doesn't make sense. Like, in that, say, 30 to 90 days, the parents are in jail. What, like, is the state going to take care of those kids now? Like, what is going to happen? Is that kid just going to run free? Like,
the theory is that these parents are negligent. Now, I already think we have negligent. I think they're negligent.
Negligent, but then what happens if there's quite literally nobody to watch them?
Okay.
Is there still negligence? It's more negligence.
All right. Henry's joined the Tiffany Justice group here. All right. Male members are in there. Okay. 855-839-1210. I'm more on the side that I get it, given the limited power they have now. I don't think anybody's going to go to jail, per se. But if you have someone routinely doing it, now what do you think the parents are going to do? The obvious, are going to beat them up. All right. I don't know if the policy is saying that. I'd love to ask Mayor Mayor.
What happened
to
parental accountability? Like, in society?
Yeah, right.
No,
well,
not
we do have negligence law. This is like a super negligence law.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we progressed so far that when I was a kid, I remember my parents kept me in line because I think they were fearful of how they would look on a public scale to a degree. Or,
sure, absolutely.
You know, the mores of society dictated that you watch your kid. And if your kid screwed off, then it was your problem. And you were supposed to, you know, deal with it. Deptford Mall, right down the street from where I am. 5 p.m. Curfews. If you're the age of 18, you can't go in Friday, Saturday, Sunday after 5 p.m. You need to be with someone 23 or older. We've gotten to a point where, sadly, that's the only option because society has created situations where teenagers, for some reason, can't go to the mall, just have fun, go to stores, do some shopping. No, they have to go in packs. They start fights. They go shoplift. They try to prove to one another on social media who's cooler than one another, or I don't know what the hell's going on, Henry. Maybe you can open my eyes to younger people here, but why the hell are kids, why is the first priority to make an ass out of themselves rather than just to act in line? Is it bad parenting? And if so, how do you fix that?
Well, acting out makes you look cool.
Okay, I mean,
there you go. That's always been a thing, right? I feel like that's not new, but definitely with social media.
Social media is the
bigger thing. Now. It's bigger. More amplified. Now you can just show everybody, tell everybody what you did instantaneously.
Right. Remember, we've been through this too. The cops in Jersey, due to Murphy, due to that goofy attorney general, the previous one, racism, the slightest bit of that, they can go to prison for that. They're fearful too. They've lost authority to move along, break it up a little bit. So Dan's right, Cherry Hill Mall, too, the same thing. They have limits.
It's just society coddling people. I don't even know if it's a racial thing. It's just young kids today get away with so much crap because their parents are way too invested in their own social media and can't give a damn about raising their own children.
All right, so 855-839-1210.
So, you know what? Sorry, I don't mean to just wrap everything together. I'm in favor of this law. I hate to say, you know, Moms for Liberty, sorry, guys, but we're at a point in society where you have to have repercussions for parents because they're not holding themselves accountable.
You know, let's try to get on Tiffany Justice. I mean, look, I'm not, not today, but tomorrow. I'm never opposed to, or the chapter, maybe she'll refer us to the chapter woman's in New York Post. I'm never opposed to going back and forth just because I like Tiffany Justice and Moms for Liberty. They're wrong on this. I think nobody's going to go to jail, to Henry's point, but it is trying to publicly do something with parents. And some of these parents are erupting. What kind of parent would erupt on this? A negligent parent, I think. Is this a rights issue or is this a wrongs issue? Negligence. All right, 28 offenses, though. Wow. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, you got the side question today. What deserves a reboot? And the presidential choices here are seemingly kind of scattered as far as the Kennedy Center. Who would you like to see there? Who do you think represents the performing arts? Let's go to Agatha, Medford, New Jersey, on Talk Radio 1210. Agatha, welcome in.
Yeah, hi, Dom. I don't think parents know how to parent. I think they need to go to parenting school like they have AA and anger management. I'm Italian. I'm 78. My mother, you did not want to come home in trouble. I mean, and I think what happened, you know, now the kids can, they just don't respect their parents. They're not afraid of their parents. Parents are afraid that DIFAS will come after them if they give them a good crack on the ass. I don't get it. And my son sometimes says to me, oh, Mom, it's different today. No, a horse was a horse 78 years ago. It's still a horse today. It's not different.
Yeah, look, I hear your instincts. I'd say what they need more of, and I think Dan has it, but it's confidence. You need to feel confident as a parent. You're not going to know or make the right decision on all of it, but you sound like a parent who was confident in what they're doing is basically sound. And that's what the kid's going to do. That's the way it is.
They give the kids choices like, let's redirect their feelings when they're bad. No,
yes. You
don't redirect anything. You take care of it then. And I get what my mom felt when I was a kid. Believe me, I didn't get into trouble. If I did, they might as well just leave me at the police station because my mother would kill me. But they're just, you're not going to be your kid's friend when they're in their teens. Be their friend when they're in their 20s and they're thankful. Oh,
that's well put. That is exactly well put. Thank you, Agatha. And that crack is exactly on point. And it's to Dan's point. The thing that's driving this, though, that makes it harder on the police, again, we've seen this, and we have Keith Hart, so we'll be back with us on our roundtable to kick off Mulligans this Friday. Ocean City seems to have the will and the way. They don't care what Murphy has said. They are not going to let you do your nonsense. Dan, Mayor Ernie's coming, right? He's going to be there at 2 o'clock. And one of the things I've written down about Mayor Ernie, the mayor of Wildwood, is they instituted, they're going to go after the parents also. They're going to hold somebody responsible, kids, parents, and the whole thing here. And I understand that, you know, you can have a parent who parented well, it looks like, and you can have a defiant kid. But by and large, these are kids repeating this stuff over and over again. They're punks. They're out there doing harassment, mischief, vandalism, you know, showing up in a mob, public drinking, whatever. Just a whole array of things. There are 28 things that fall under this in Gloucester Township. I don't think we'll ever see anyone go to jail. Habitual truancy from school. You know, what do you do with habitual truancy from school? The parents got to have a role in that.
It's like really bad right now, too.
Yeah. Truancy. Sale and use of narcotics. Defacing the property and destroying property. Mugging. Assault. Assaults and battery. Loitering groups of three or more on any public streets. Loitering. Destruction of property. Destruction of playground equipment. Consumption of alcoholic beverages on public street.
I have a weird suggestion.
Yes.
Why don't we, instead of like locking them up or charging with a crime,
right?
Why don't you ban parents who have kids that are screwing up from social media for a year?
All right. I don't know how we enforce this.
I swear, like just thinking about it behind the scenes, I think what's happened over the time, and I remember here and over here in a conversation, I was sitting in Applebee's, no, it was Chili's one day. A daughter was telling her parents a story about how she was essentially being bullied at school. Their faces, their eyes didn't even lift up from their phone. They just said, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh. And you can tell this girl was a troubled individual. It's just so sad to see an entire generation be wasted by parents who are prioritizing their social media lives over raising their children. And I really think that's happening is that when parents get done at work and they've got to work two jobs because it sucks right now, the economy, I'm being honest, you got to work a lot. So parents are working their asses off, come home, and instead of giving any time to raising their children, they hop on their device and scroll because their minds are rotting on social media.
All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus.
Ban him.
All right.
It was a self-part episode.
Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. I got an induction into the Kennedy Center. Gary Busey, because he plays a great drunk these days.
Well, that's been for a while, Gary Busey. Quite a while, yeah. You know, have you ever seen the mug shots? Look, nobody takes a good mug shot from what I can tell. I am so unhappy, Joe, with a big passport thing I'm going through. And I hated my passport picture, and the guy would not let me smile. Come on now.
Oh, the same thing with the driver's licenses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gary had a long time to hone his skills. Hey, Dom, I seriously, though, I would like to address that guy who, you know, came at you in typical liberal fashion. You know, he had all the answers. He was missing one answer. The president's responsibility, number one, is to keep the welfare of his people. And he has discretion to act upon that anytime he chooses. So this guy, you know, typical. He wasn't going to let you talk. He wasn't going to let you get a word in. But he had a whole lot to say of nothing.
All facts. Yes, of course.
Yeah. My side answer, and I know it's unrecreatable, but in today's age, and I saw a little snippet of it on The King of Queens. They had a little. I don't know. Portion of it would be the honeymooners with today's problems. Ralph Cramden with a liberal daughter. I would love to see that.
Well, I think Art Carney's the hard thing to recreate. Norton, you know, that's the secret sauce to me. Core A. Apple. What's the best honeymooners show? I would say The Chef of the Future, Core A. Apple. No?
I got mine. It was the mother-in-law, Blabbermouth.
Okay. All right. Jackie Gleason, you can't recreate that. All right. More coming up. We have John Yoo. big time attorney, and want to find out what he thinks about what the president's doing in Washington and moving forward on a couple of other issues. But your calls, 855-839-1210. Let's talk first about Dr. Bentz, though. Let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years, always happy with what he and his team have done for me and my oral health. I've told you all about that. Get on the road to great dental health and that smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com. Get that initial look, Sue, with Dr. Bentz. 610-272-6949.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Looking at some footage on Twitter of people arrested in Washington last night because there were more police there when they were interfering in another arrest. And they looked to be in shock that suddenly you had this massive number of police. Well, that's what's happening here. There's a mentality that's being pushed back against. What about the legal underpinning of this, though? Where does all that go? Joining us to talk about that is attorney extraordinaire John Yu, back with us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Dom. Great to be with you. Back to being the hometown.
Yeah, exactly. So, John, when you were in the Bush administration, in your capacity, did these things ever come up? Was there chatter during the Bush years? And what was Washington like then? Was it relatively safe?
You know, Dom, I'm glad you asked that. You know, this is an important question about the use of military in the United States. And after the 9/11 attacks, we thought about it. And you might remember back then, after the attacks, there were National Guard troops who were policing Washington, D.C., and other sensitive places in the country, like railroad stations, yep, airports, places like that, because the federal government always has the right to protect us from foreign attack. This is a very different situation. This is policing a city for crime. Generally, that's the job of people at the local and state government level, right? Crime in Philadelphia is controlled by the mayor of Philly, right? The DA in Philly. it's not really a federal function. But D.C. is different. And that's why Trump can send in the National Guard. That's why he can send in the FBI, the DEA, because Washington, D.C. is the only federal city we have. And it's a unique job of the federal government, ultimately the president, to ensure public safety there.
So it's only 30 days, too, on top of that. What happens at the end of 30 days, John? Do you know who decides what continues or not at that point?
Yeah, so because Washington, D.C. is unique, it's a federal city, it's governed by laws passed by Congress, not by, say, the Philly City Council in Philadelphia. And so the law passed by Congress says that the president can take over the police there for 30 days during a period of an emergency. But then after that 30-day period ends, Congress has to pass a renewal. Now, it's important to remember, this doesn't totally deprive President Trump of the ability to get crime down in D.C. He can still keep the National Guard there. He can still send federal law enforcement like the FBI and the DEA into Washington, D.C. He just can't take over, keep control over the Washington, D.C. Police Department. So even after those 30 days are over, President Trump's campaign against crime in the inner city there isn't over.
Okay. Do you think as a policy it's a good thing or a necessary thing? I mean, you lived in Washington during that period or the area, John. I've been to Washington a lot, and it does seem relatively unsafe to me. The stats, I think, are being cooked a bit, but the ones that we have, and in other words, I do think this is not some just wild-eyed thing and Washington is almost completely safe. I think there are major issues. There was a status quo here that people said, hey, that's Washington. Just be careful. Always be on the lookout, even if you think you're in a safe area. That's Washington.
Dom, I totally agree with you. I've lived in Washington many years. I visit there a lot, and I don't want you wouldn't want, and I wouldn't want any family member to walk around alone at night in Washington, D.C. Now, that's probably true a lot of parts of Philadelphia, too.
But, John, at least you probably have memory, and I have, like, DNA of everything in Philadelphia. But that's what I'm lacking when I go to Washington. I'm afraid tourists and others see all the grand monuments, and they forget you are in a crime-ridden city, one of the highest historically, year after year.
This is the thing. You'll hear people who defend D.C.'s right for home rule say, crime's dropping. That's only from last year. If you could look at the stats now compared to the way before they were before the pandemic, murder rates are very high. I'm not a statistician, but I eyeball the statistics. 2012 was a good year for getting crime down. Looks like the murder rate is still about 60% higher today than it was about 10 years ago. I think that's intolerable in the nation's capital. As you said, Dom, D.C. historically and right now has always had one of the highest violent crime rates amongst major cities in the country. That's the small, but you know, there's a bigger issue here that I think is important to discuss, which is whether D.C. should be allowed to have home rule at all. I think this was a mistake. Another failed experiment from the 1970s was just to let D.C. govern itself. The Constitution makes D.C. a federal city. It's actually under the control of Congress and the president. And in the 70s, they tried this experiment. Let them have their own city council. Let them have a mayor. Let them have their own police department. I think it's been an abject failure. And so I hope this is the beginning of the federal government retaking control of D.C. and running it in a far more orderly way, and maybe trying restoring policies that work against crime and letting it be a model for other cities in the country.
Yeah, I agree with you. Days of Marion Barry, the immortal lines, the blank set me up. I mean, you know, it's bad in other places. We've had bad stuff in Philadelphia, but we haven't seen anything like this. John, interested, what on these big issues, Russiagate, things of that nature, what are you most talking about now? I see you on Fox shows writing about. Where are you looking right now to see what happens next?
Well, I think maybe the most important big picture issue is getting up. It's still headed up to the courts. As President Trump obviously won a big victory in 2024. He's been elected to achieve an agenda, and he's being challenged in the courts. He's being slowed down in the courts. We're going to see a number of cases get to the Supreme Court this year about how far can the president go in, say, firing redundant personnel, cutting federal spending, closing agencies down that we don't need, like the Department of Education, and fighting, I think, this corrupt ideology of DEI in our major institutions like universities, like big government, big business. I think that's what's coming up long term in the future, is this big fight about how far can President Trump go on his own in correcting these problems that the American people want corrected, as they made clear in the election results in November.
John, the Supreme Court, and I was a little late today, I only saw some of the headline, announced some of the cases they're going to be taken up this year. Anything catch your eye that's major that we should know about?
Yeah, I think right now the biggest case on the books is voting rights. And okay, whether when it comes to drawing, and it's all tied into these fights they're having about redistricting with Texas and now California, Illinois. I'm glad to see so far Pennsylvania hasn't gotten involved in this. But this question of state governments get to draw the districts, the congressional districts, and some states blatantly use race in drawing those districts. And the federal government has assisted them in doing this. And I think this was a kind of bargain between the Republican and Democratic parties, unfortunately. The Democratic Party wants to pack more minorities into districts because they believe minorities will vote for a congressman or woman of their race. I think that's a terrible presumption to have. At the same time, the Republicans like that because if you put more Democrats in a single district, that makes it easier for the Republicans next door to win in their elections. The Supreme Court is being asked this year to put an end to that. They've already put an end to race in college admissions, race in government contracts and benefits. This is one of the last areas left where the government can say no more use of people's skin color, even in politics, even in drawing congressional districts. And that could have a profound effect on the midterm elections and the 2028 elections.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much. Where can people find your writing, your work, what you're thinking about? Where's the best place to go?
Oh, I disperse it everywhere because I don't want anyone to find me. I got lots of places I'm hidden.
All right.
No Twitter. I got no Twitter.
Social media. I was going to ask that. That's kind of curious. No Twitter? Why? Well, what are you trying to hide?
Because I got important things to do with my time. I'd rather play video games than watch TV. I'd rather watch Phillies games on an MLB network than play the
Twitter. Are you a little bit worried with the Phillies now? Two pitchers seemingly with a little bit of arm stress here. That's never a good thing.
I know, but what are we, five games ahead of the Mets?
Yeah.
You got to always count on the Mets to implode late in the season. But, you know, getting a good reliever, I think that was the key.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to do real well.
All right.
Of course, you know, you can't start watching the Eagles preseason too early.
All right, John. Thank you. To be continued. Thank you, John, very much.
See you, Dom.
All right, no Twitter. All right. These guys, every one of them has a quirk. Every one of these guests. Okay, coming up, the three gals head off. Well, one, I'm not sure, the representative from Delaware, the Scanlon and the Houlihan. And they produce quite a social media phenomena talking about exotic dishes. I'll play it for you. YouTube.com/1210. You get it next. Wawa seems to be, they can't even agree on ordering a sandwich at Wawa. I mean, who produces these stuff for these women? The Golden Girls.
Well, there's a lot of selections, a lot of choices.
Yeah, well, the McBride person couldn't, Dan, my point, for lunch, just had a coffee. That's a go-to Wawa. It doesn't count.
It's not a
lunch. You can't do a Wawa thing for lunch and drink a coffee.
Wait, if you're doing, yeah.
That's what he did.
I feel like that's essentially saying I don't like Wawa's food.
That's my whole point.
What
yeah, we'll
heck,
get to
man?
That. Yeah, we'll play that. Yeah, it's
not,
Delaware.
That's
Delaware's representative.
Get out of here. They got great food.
All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board right now with Dom. Dom Giordano Show. All right, so I was waiting till today to see the numbers as we're almost getting, well, we are into preseason NFL. John, you just mentioned that. I saw that Minnesota has kicked out two female cheerleaders for their football, Minnesota Vikings, with male cheerleaders. Oh, my God. Now it's 12 NFL teams. And I'm going to see, Henry knows every sports item, I think, almost robotically.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, can you name any of the 12 NFL teams that have male cheerleaders?
Well, the Vikings for one.
Well, yeah. That's true, right?
I believe the Eagles have some, right?
Oh, no. Say it ain't so. There's 12 of them, yeah?
I believe there is one, at least one.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I was handling something. One more.
The New Orleans Saints will have 11 male cheerleaders.
Really?
11.
Well, wow. We definitely have a male cheerleader.
We definitely do. Yeah. At least a couple, one or two.
It is one of the weirdest things. You know, we're not going to get into stereotype, but it's just hard to believe.
I don't think so. There's male cheerleaders at every level, whether it's high school or college. It seems like the NFL is the only one not having them.
Well, usually they're guys that throw women up into the air.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily with the pom-poms. I get it.
Yeah, right. They're not running around with pom-poms.
My other thought on this is that, like, it's the NFL. They're going to try and broaden their appeal to anybody and everybody. So if putting more male cheerleaders on the sidelines is something people want, they're going to do it.
I don't think they want it, but I take your point. It's more like they can do anything and chip away the most incremental people that might want it. And the others just say, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Let them do what they want.
Yeah.
I think they could double prices tomorrow.
Probably.
Yeah.
$36 beer. Forget 18.
Yeah, exactly. It's stunning to me. Where's the crying need? Who's the audience for that? I don't think women are saying we want
male cheerleaders. Oh, Maisie was swooning over the male cheerleaders.
Oh, come on. Really? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. I don't think women's strip clubs are, you know, a booming business. I wouldn't invest in it. I don't think that's... I know they put it in every film.
Is that why you took all your money out of Chippendales, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. Now, Chippendales now, they were kind of classy. I think they were able to...
With their bow ties.
Yeah, with the bow ties. They had a certain element. Yeah, they weren't a strip club per se. So I guess they make it. Are Chippendales still a thing? I just don't think it works.
Is that something I can Google at work?
Yeah.
Might as well. You're going to do it anyway.
All right. But 12 NFL teams now.
Thriving. Las Vegas residency.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. All right. Yeah. We need to hear from women on that. Is that something that you need?
Oh, there's a billing. You want to hear what they're billed as?
Yes.
I lost it. Darn.
Okay.
Give me one sec.
The point I was going to make with the cheerleaders.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
The Chippendales, they do very much exist, and they're billed as, quote, a mantastic sex god abs party that will make you lose your damn mind.
All right.
Yeah, you ready for that one, Dom?
That's an interest. The mantastic.
The mantastic, yeah. Like fantastic, but with
the man. The only cheerleaders that really count are basketball, because you can see them. They're up close. The Sixers cheerleaders are pretty good. The Lakers.
Have you gone to a hockey game recently?
I haven't seen cheerleaders. Do they have them?
The ice girls.
Oh, man.
What do they ice volley?
Like during the like commercials, intermissions, they'll get out there, they'll skate.
Yeah, okay.
They'll shovel off any excess ice.
One of my favorite things to do recently is go watch the opposing team as they point and snicker to one another as the ice girls, skate by.
I was going to say basketball though is where the routines are. Football, they're so far away, you know.
In pro sports, it's they're more almost an afterthought.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
College sports, I think they're very prevalent. They're right on the baseline.
Yeah, and again, though, with those, there are throwing people up in the air, forming pyramids.
Yeah, totally.
That I get it. You think we'll see at Alabama, like, 10 male cheerleaders dancing there? I don't see it.
That's the thing. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but I do kind of respect cheerleading as a sport.
Okay.
Because me and Maisley watched a corny reality show called Cheer on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And those guys, they are pretty athletic. They can lift these girls with one arm and stuff. These guys aren't the same cheerleaders that they're having at NFL games.
No, that's the point. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
So I would like to see the feats, I guess, that some of these male cheerleaders can do, you know, throwing these women up and like they do at the college games, but I don't want to see them go do the same dance number that the women are doing.
That's the point. Yes. Well, it's like an obvious type of thing going on here. All right, here's a little bit of the video of the three women. Well, McBride, I don't know the status there. That's a little hard to say. Whatever officially is said there in Delaware, the congressperson, the Houlihan and Mary Gay Scanlon go off to Wawa, youtube.com/1210. Here's what they said.
Hey, everyone. Sarah McBride here alongside Representatives Chrissy Houlihan and Mary Gay Scanlon from Pennsylvania. We've been traveling across our districts in Pennsylvania and Delaware to talk about clean water. But, of course, we couldn't let the day go by without some regional delicacy. So we're here at Wawa for lunch, and here are our go-to Wawa orders.
So I went with the quesadilla and sometimes the pinwheel sandwich, and definitely my favorite is Diet Wawa tea.
I've got a turkey shorty with lettuce, tomato, pickles, and sweet peppers, and Gatorade.
I don't eat lunch, so I just got a hot coffee, small, with cream and three Splenda, always hot, never iced. I gotta tell you, Wawa hits differently in Delaware.
Yeah, except for I think we had Wawa first in Pennsylvania.
Actually, it started in Delaware County.
Delaware and Pennsylvania might not always be able to see eye to eye, but there's one thing that Delawareans and Pennsylvanians, at least in eastern Pennsylvania, can agree on, and that is we love our Wawa.
Water ice.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Henry, you had to cut that up. I apologize and had to watch this. What a display. They're lecturing on water going across their districts.
I like Mary Gay Scanlon's order.
Yeah,
I'd get that.
All right. Yeah, give me some oysters and some vodka to go.
Yeah,
that's our mulligan.
Some Wawa oysters, yeah.
Dan's going to miss out on the oysters, Henry, and you say Johnny should put on at least a dozen for you, right?
I mean, he doesn't have to. I mean, if you put them in front of me, I'll eat them, okay. But like, I'm not like, I need a dozen oysters right now.
It's going to be Henry versus Mike Testa in an oyster-eating contest.
He'll crush me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that guy is going to be ready. Right.
Don't you do like turkey with mayo on bread, or is that Sebilia's order?
Not me. I would put mustard. Nothing with mayo. I hate mayo. Oh God.
Because we used to go get sandwiches at the place right around the corner. And,
right.
And Sebilia, we'd all make an order, and he would just get cold cut turkey with cold mayo on untoasted bread, and that would be his sandwich. Yeah.
Prisoner.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Well, at least he had a sandwich. McBride just gets Splenda and coffee.
Sorry. What's your go-to at Mawa?
Mine?
Yeah.
Swiss cheese, provolone, shorty, and spicy mustard.
Wait, just a cheese hoagie?
Well, lettuce, tomato, onion, pepper, oregano.
I thought that was just there for I didn't know people actually clicked cheese hoagie.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
A vegetarian, what else am I going to do?
Tuna.
Too runny, too much mayo.
Okay.
Yeah. Henry, what's yours?
Oh, boy. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. It'd be an Italian with pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, sweet peppers, oil, vinegar, and oregano. Oh, and pepperoni.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's why would you get flack? That sounds delicious.
It's a lot. You look at the ticket and you go like, dude, is this even a sandwich at this point? How did this even fit in the paper?
That's what these guys are saying about this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time I order, I'm like,
give me the McBride order, the Splenda. Yeah.
See it coming, they run the other way.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. We're going to talk with our buddy Corey DeAngelis, the evangelist of school choice. There's a lot of stuff going on this right now with the teachers' unions. Fascism, and he's the guy that broke that story. Both the NEA and the AFT say fascism is the word this year in public schools across the country. He's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.